spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Coca-Cola's 38-week trend absorbs a quiet dip, 3.1% below its high. KO slipped 1.6% for the week, but the trend signal remains active, and the stock is still close to its 52-week high, with lighter volume keeping conviction in check. Research brief. The Coca-Cola company closed at $89.66, down 1.6% in the latest week, but still up 13.5% over 12 weeks and 33.7% over 52 weeks. The stock remains 11.4% above its weekly trend line and only 3.1% below its 52-week high, while volume at 0.8 times the 13-week average makes the latest pullback more of a participation test than a confirmed breakdown. Key points. 1. Latest close, $89.66, down 1.6% for the week, with 4-week and 12-week returns still positive at 2.4% and 13.5%. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with 38 active weeks and price 11.4% above the $80.50 trend line. 3. KO sits at 90.1% of its 52-week range and is 3.1% below the $92.49 high, leaving little room for a sloppy fade. 4. Volume was 67.2 million shares, or 0.8 times the 13-week average of 84.2 million. So the latest move lacked strong participation. 5. Market dynamics remain positive, but relative strength has cooled over 4 weeks, making confirmation the next key test. A soft week, but not a damaged weekly structure. Coca-Cola ended the week of 28 August at $89.66, down 1.6%, trimming part of the prior week's advance. The pullback sits against a still constructive broader run. KO is up 2.4% over 4 weeks, 13.5% over 12 weeks, 11.4% over 26 weeks, and 33.7% over the past year. The ShareMaestro read is balanced rather than outright stretched. The trend signal remains active after 38 active weeks, and price is 11.4% above the weekly trend line at $80.50. The stock is also close to the top of its annual range, at 90.1% of the 52-week band, and only 3.1% below the $92.49 high. Defensive context is supportive, but beverage peers were stronger on the week. KO sits in the U.S. consumer defensive sector and the beverages non-alcoholic industry, a group where defensive qualities have helped several large-cap staples retain investor attention. The broader consumer defensive group slipped 0.2% on average for the week, while KO fell more sharply at 1.6%, ranking in the lower half of the sector for weekly performance. The industry comparison is more demanding. U.S. non-alcoholic beverage stocks gained 1.7% on average for the week, even though their 4-week and 12-week averages remain negative. KO's weekly decline lagged that short-term industry bounce, but its 12-week gain of 13.5% stands well above the industry average of negative 1.1%, showing that the stock's medium-term profile remains stronger than the group. Positive activity pressure, cooling relative strength, and thin volume. Market dynamics remain constructive, with activity pressure at 1.20 and positive on the latest completed week. That supports the idea that the current trend has not yet lost its footing. However, the signal set is not giving a fresh buy reading, and relative strength has slipped over 4 weeks, despite a latest reading of 7.96. Volume is the main caveat. KO traded 67.2 million shares in the latest week, below both the 13-week average of 84.2 million and the 52-week average of 81.1 million. At 0.8 times average volume, neither the pullback nor any attempted rebound has yet carried strong confirmation. A move with volume above 1.5x would say much more about institutional participation in the next direction. Valuation premium and near-high positioning raise the execution bar. The stock trades 35.9% above ShareMaestro fair value at $65.98, reflecting strong premium demand for a mature defensive compounder. That premium is not automatically a problem, while trend and activity pressure remain positive, but it does reduce the margin for disappointment if momentum fades near the high. Risk readings are moderate, but worth watching. Recent 13-week weekly volatility is 2.8%, above the 52-week base of 2.3%, and there have been 21 downside weeks versus 31 upside weeks over the past year. The watch list is straightforward. Whether KO can hold above the trend line, whether activity pressure stays positive, whether relative strength stabilizes, and whether any pushback toward the 92.49 USD high arrives with stronger volume. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.